President Obama cuts short his Hawaii vacation to return to Washington to deal with the fiscal cliff crisis. We have Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico, with us now. Jake, good to have you as always. Members of Congress coming back to work as well tomorrow. Is it being overly optimistic to think that they can hammer out a deal here in the final days of 2012?
It certainly seems optimistic. The House of Representatives is still out on recess, and we're getting no indication that they're even coming back into session. The Senate is coming back to Washington tomorrow to deal with a supplemental spending bill for Hurricane Sandy, which ravaged, obviously, the northeast part of the country, and they are refreshing some surveillance intelligence bills. There's no plans on the fiscal cliff. We really have no idea where things are going, and we're obviously getting really down to the wire.
You know, if we look at the history of Congress, the habit has always been when you come up against deadlines, historically, they generally solve things. They reach a deal, but I guess all bets are off in recent months and years.
It certainly looks that way. I mean, the two sides, obviously, they're not even in town at this point. I mean, they need to get to town for there to be a deal. They've been talking at length, and really, if the most likely option we see at this point is for Congress to pass a bill that extends tax rates for income below $250,000, that would be a major heavy lift for House Speaker John Boehner, and it's even a question whether he would let a bill like that come to the floor. So we're really in a precarious position. The House needs 48 hours notice to get back to town. And if they got notice today, they'd be back on Friday. And that's only a couple days before the new year.
And that would be essentially a big victory for the president, because that $250,000 number was the one that he had been sticking to. We really appreciate your time. Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico.
Thanks.